Santa's village was a hive of activity. Elves ran to and fro between the buildings, a spring in their step, and smiles on their faces. Every one of them was on a mission. It was the busiest time of year at the North Pole. A giant Christmas tree wrapped in tinsel and colorful lights sparkled in the town square. Wreaths of green holly hung from the pegs on lampposts and in doorways. Cheerful Christmas holiday music blared from speakers atop the church tower and Santa's workshop. Jingling bells rang in the day. Three little pigs scampered up the street carrying baskets filled with treats for the reindeer. They wore green canvas aprons and red felt caps with the slogan, "Christmas Rocks," stitched in silver on the bills. The only difference between them was their size. One was as tiny as a little toy teddy bear. The next one was the size of a cocker spaniel standing on its hind feet, while the last pig was as big as a fire hydrant. They stopped in front of a long, low building where a sign read, "Reindeer Stables." One pig pulled a handkerchief from his pocket and sneezed into it. Ka-choo! His nose was red-rimmed, and his face was flushed. Tiny Pig,
"I can't believe it. Our first vacation in years, and I've got a cold."
The pig sneezed several more times in a row. Ka-choo! 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 Big Pig,
"Snuff it up, kid."
The pigs giggled like school kids before breaking into a Snoopy dance, snouts in the air. Little Pig,
"Snoutrageous." Big Pig, "Swinealicious."
Tiny Pig,
"Pigstacular."
The head reindeer elf, Harvey, slid the stable door open and glared at the dancing pigs swirling and twirling in front of him. The pigs spun to a stop. They looked through the open doorway and whooped with glee. Tiny Pig, Little Pig,
"Oh my gosh, golly gosh, is that Prancer? Oh, and there's Vixen."
Big Pig,
"Her pin-up poster doesn't do her justice."
Row on row of colorfully decorated stalls, each with a gold name plaque above the stall and a reindeer resting within, greeted them. Rudolph, Donder, Prancer, Blitzen, Comet, Cupid, Dancer, Vixen, and Dasher. The pigs raced for the doorway, but Harvey blocked their way, a stern look on his face, hands as big as catcher's mitts on his hips. Harvey,
"Where do you think you're going?"
Tiny Pig,
"To meet Prancer and Dancer, Dasher and Blitzen."
Little Pig, "Comet and Cupid and Donder." Big Pig, tipping his hat sideways,
"Rudolph, and most definitely Vixen."
Harvey, "The stables are closed. Don't you know it's only 2 days until liftoff?"
Tiny Pig, "But we..."
Little Pig, "Brought treats and..." Tiny Pig,
"Walked all the way from Storyland."
Harvey,
"Sorry, guys, but rules are rules. No one visits the stable this close to Christmas."
The pigs were crestfallen. Harvey,
"Why don't you grab a room at the Pipe and Drum? They've got the best hot chocolate and shortbread cookies south of the North Pole," pointing at his chest.
"Tell them Harvey sent you."
Tiny Pig, "But we traveled so far."
Behind them, a brilliant red light shone through the open door. Tiny Pig,
"Is that Rudolph?"
Harvey slid the door shut. Harvey, "Sorry, kid, no can do." The pigs turned to leave, shoulders slumped in defeat, tears in their eyes. Big Pig, whispering to his buddies,
"I've got an idea.